This reading is from Nikolai Alexandrovich Berdyaev. My apologies if I mispronounced that at all. The paradox of good and evil, the fundamental paradox of ethics, is that the good presupposes the existence of evil and requires that it should be tolerated. This is what the Creator does in allowing the existence of evil. Hence, absolute perfection, absolute order, and rationality may prove to be an evil, a greater evil than the imperfect, unorganized, irrational life which admits of a certain freedom of evil. Absolute good, which is incompatible with the existence of evil, is possible only in the kingdom of God, where there will be a new heaven and a new earth, and God will be all in him all. But outside the divine kingdom of grace, freedom, and love, absolute good, which does not allow the existence of evil, is always a tyranny, the kingdom of the Grand Inquisitor and the Antichrist. Ethics must recognize this once and for all. So long as there exists a distinction between good and evil, there must inevitably be a struggle, a conflict between opposing principles and resistance, i.e., the existence of human freedom. Absolute good and perfection outside the kingdom of God turns man into an automaton of virtue, that is, really abolishes moral life, since moral life is impossible without spiritual freedom. The mystery is that we are connected, even when we feel apart. Let us rejoice in the common life that makes of the new world. So may it be.